This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Andrew H. Reuter reports in the Albany Business Review that Albany's minor league hockey team is leaving for Binghamton. The American Hockey League's board this week unanimously approved the Albany Devils' move beginning next fall. Albany has had a minor league team for the last 24 years. The team will still be called the Devils and moves from the 17,500-seat Times Union Center to the 5,000-seat Floyd L. Maines Veterans Memorial Arena. In Albany, the team averaged 2,888 spectators per game. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. The Albany Times Union reports that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman filed a lawsuit against Charter Communications, claiming that the cable and internet provider does not deliver the internet speeds and reliability it promises customers. Spectrum, which used to be known as Time Warner Cable and is Charter's subsidiary, would be part of the lawsuit. Schneiderman's office last year asked Charter to fix the problems after it acquired Time Warner Cable. Charter says it is disappointed that Schneiderman is suing the company and says it is making substantial investments to upgrade their system. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced January 31st that he has joined a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and others against Donald Trump's executive order banning immigration from certain countries. Schneiderman called the executive order, quote, unconstitutional, unlawful, and fundamentally un-American. I will continue to do everything in my power to not just fight this executive order, but to protect the families caught in the chaos sown by President Trump's hasty and irresponsible implementation, including pressing DHS and CBP to provide a full list of those still detained and allow them access to legal service providers, end quote. The ACLU's suit was first filed January 28th in Brooklyn on behalf of two people detained at Kennedy Airport in New York City, with a federal judge ordering a stay against the order. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that Germantown will be getting streetlights in the hamlet this spring. Last spring, bases for the streetlights were installed during the sidewalk project completed late last year, and now the town is ready to install the lights. That was the big news at a quiet 20-minute January 17th meeting. The 7 p.m. February 21st meeting may be busier, with Delaware Engineering tentatively set to make a presentation about the sewer renovation. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.